This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. City of Aspen staff is working to understand and prepare for future water needs, and part of that could mean a reservoir to store municipal water. The city also faces opposition from environmental groups and private landowners in state water court over its rights to build dams on Castle and Maroon Creeks. Brent Gardner-Smith is executive director of Aspen Journalism and has been reporting on this issue for years. Hi, Brent.
Hi.
Okay, so the city of Aspen has land in Woody Creek under contract to use for a reservoir. On Monday, council agreed to ask voters to approve bonds to buy that land. Can you explain some of the context and background and what will be in front of voters this fall?
Well, the city has a perceived need to store water somewhere, if not in Castle and Maroon Creek. Apparently, they'd like to do it in Woody Creek. They are working on a study to define how much storage they might need, and presumably voters might have that piece of information in front of them when they go to vote. But beyond that, it's not clear that the status of the potential reservoirs on Castle and Maroon will be resolved by Election Day.
Okay, now that's because City Manager Steve Barwick mentioned that the city has these rights on Castle and Maroon Creeks, and they hope to transfer those rights to fill the reservoir in Woody Creek. Do we know how much time that might take to transfer those rights and if it's likely to happen?
The city's stated intent is to try and transfer the water rights for both Castle and Maroon, or at least for Maroon, down to Woody Creek, which would mean transferring the size of the reservoirs and their priority date of 1971, but that's going to likely be a long process through water court, so it's unlikely that the water rights situation would be resolved by November.
Okay, now what's happening in the two current water court cases? The city has these rights on Castle and Maroon Creeks, but they face opposition from a number of different parties. You reported on a settlement offer earlier this month. What does that look like?
The city has put forward a proposal that they are willing to move Maroon Creek Reservoir completely out of Maroon Creek, but they're not willing to move Castle Creek Reservoir out of Castle Creek. And that is now just percolating there. The next status conference in the case is November 9th. So the city of Aspen has until November 9th to try and reach a settlement now. If they don't, it could be in front of the water court referee for another 6 months, or it could move to a litigation phase and move to a trial in front of a water court judge.
That could take years.
Could, yes.
Okay, so November's election is on November 7th, so voters won't know if the Castle and Maroon court cases have been settled.
I suppose the court cases could be settled, but it's unlikely that the water rights would be duly transferred to this new location by Election Day. That's a separate water court process, which is likely to take years.
Can you give some context and information about the process in water court? What needs to happen to resolve all these issues? What kind of timeline are we on?
There's 12 to 18 months in water court where an application is before a water court referee. So in the next 6 months, the city could settle the two cases on Castle and Maroon to the satisfaction of the opposing parties, and those two cases go away or are put on hold. Then, though, if they're going to try and transfer these water rights to a new location, that's a separate water court application and needs to proceed on its own, first before a water court referee, and then if the issues can't be worked out before a water court judge in a trial setting. So water court is slow, and it's often worked out behind closed doors with the opposing parties. So it's not clear how either one or all three of these cases are going to unfold in a way that makes it easy for voters to make a call on whether they should buy this property at this time.
Okay, thanks, Brent.
You're welcome.
Brent Gardner-Smith is executive director and editor of Aspen Journalism. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.